first English-speaking prisoners to be taken. They were clean, enthusiastic, and strong. They were among the wealthiest people in Europe in terms of food. A clerical error caused the Red Cross to ship 500 parcels every month instead of 50. They kept all this coffee, chocolate, tobacco, tea, flour, beef, butter, cheese, and orange marmalade in a room they had waterproofed with a flattened tin lining. They were adored by the Germans because they made war look stylish and reasonable and fun. The Englishmen had never had guests before, and they went to work like darling elves to welcome the Americans, setting up a long table for a banquet in a hall illuminated by candlelight. Billy wondered if there was a telephone somewhere so he could call his mother and tell her he was alive and well.
My God, what have they done to you, lad? This isn't a man I'm touching. It's a broken kite. What became of your boots?
I don't remember.
Is that coat a joke?
Well, they gave it to me.
Jerry gave it to you?
Who?
The Germans.
Yes.
Oh, Yank. That coat was an insult. It was a deliberate attempt to humiliate you. You mustn't let Jerry do things like that. Can you hear me?
I'm
all right. Oh, dear. He's fainted. Pick him up, somebody.
Billy came to facing a stage where the Englishmen were performing a pantomime, Cinderella, with the men all dressed as women.
Goodness me! The clock has struck! Alack-a-day! And fuck my luck!
Billy was put to bed and given a shot of morphine. Another American volunteered to watch over him. This was Edgar Darby, the high school teacher who would be shot to death in Dresden. His dog tag would be snapped in two. So it goes. Billy Pilgrim slept and then traveled in time to a veterans hospital near Lake Placid. It was the spring of 1948. The patients were here voluntarily. All had been alarmed by the outside world after the war. Billy committed himself in his final year at Ilium School of Optometry. He was going crazy. The man in the next bed to Billy's was a former infantry captain named Elliot Rosewater. He was sick and tired of being drunk all the time. Rosewater introduced Billy to science fiction, and in particular to the writings of Kilgore Trout. Both Billy and Rosewater were trying to reinvent themselves, because they had both found life meaningless because of what they had seen in the war. Science fiction was a big help. Billy peeked out from under his blanket. His fiancée, Valencia Merbel, was in the visitor chair. She was the daughter of the owner of the Ilium School of Optometry. She was rich and big as a house because she couldn't stop eating. She was eating now, a Three Musketeers candy bar. Billy didn't want to marry ugly Valencia. She was wearing a diamond ring. It was insured for $1,800. Billy had found that diamond in Germany. It was booty of war.
Hello, Valencia.
Do you want some candy, Billy?
No, thanks.
How are you today?
Much better, thanks.
Do you want me to bring you anything in?
No, I have just about everything.
What about books?
Well, I'm right next to one of the biggest private libraries in the world. Valencia, this is Elliot Rosewater.
How do you do, sir?
Hello. Mr. Rosewater has hundreds of books. What's that one you have right there now, Elliot?
Oh, well, this is The Gospel from Outer Space by Kilgore Trout. It's about a visitor from outer space who wants to know why Christians here on Earth find it so easy to be cruel.
And does he?
Well, kind of. He finds a problem with the Gospels, you see. They were meant to teach people to be merciful, even to the lowest of the low, but what they actually teach is, before you kill somebody, make sure he isn't well-connected. So it goes. You get the drift here?
I'm trying, Mr. Rosewater.
Well, basically, the Gospels say that Christ, who didn't look like much, was actually the son of the most powerful being in the universe. So, when readers came to the crucifixion stuff, they actually thought, oh boy, they sure picked the wrong guy to lynch that time. And what follows is, there are right people to lynch. Who? people not well-connected. See?
I guess so.
It's not finished. In the book by Mr. Trout, the visitor from outer space decides to make a gift to Earth of a new gospel. And in this gospel...